Did you have to do boot camp? Did you have to pick up a gun? Do chaplains do those kind of things? I really don't know.
So military chaplains are strict non-combatants in the American military. They're the only members of the military who are really strictly required to never touch or pick up a weapon. Even our nurses and our doctors, at times, given what context they might be in, might carry a weapon if they needed to. And chaplains are the only ones that, regardless of context, would never pick up a weapon. So as a part of that, the military training that we go through is without weapons training. We go through officer school and also a time of chaplain-specific training as well, and that's true across the military branches. Each of the branches does their training a little bit differently, but that's true across the board.
You do look physically fit to me. Do they give you a constant amount of physical training as well, or is it all spiritual?
No, most of the training that the military gives you is of the physical kind. The military, because of the kind of balancing the needs of separation of church and state, really assumes that your theological education at an accredited institution and the denomination of which you are ordained or licensed under will take care of the spiritual part of that, the theological training, the ministry training that's necessary to do this. And what the military is going to help you to do is the physical training, as you say, knowing how to wear your uniform correctly and about the kind of customs and traditions of the military.